Okay, this is Tuesday, January 19th. We're continuing with our budget work sessions with the Board of Supervisors. And we have before us this afternoon at 2:30 this afternoon, we have Chris Corbin speaking on behalf of the Historical Society. So good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. You want me to tell you a little bit about?
Sure.
I know that Jenny Helen has sent you information from last year, and it's pretty much the things that we planned to do. Haven't changed. Nothing moved with COVID. We did not do a lot of our fundraisers in normally do. We did have some special fundraisers last year, and we did generate some cash that way. We have had a few organizations that have donated to it. But then the Dray Show came in, and as you probably heard from all the other ones, we have the most property of all communities right now. And we got pretty substantial damage to Evergreen Lane, which is our biggest property. We did have some fundraising. Insurance is supposedly going to cover most of that. There are some parts that they will not cover. We have a retaining wall that's down that is instrumental in what that property represents. So we've done some fundraising just for that part. Like some money on that, but it's still a little bit shy. Our biggest issue is getting people to come and give us fit. They're all so busy. With all that, we have done some cosmetic stuff in the last year with funds that we've appropriated for it. We had put this ramp onto our one-room schoolhouse to make it accessible for our students. We did do also painting on that one-room schoolhouse to do the completely done. Included. We're in the process of doing some ceiling damage that's in Evergreen Lane. That's prior to the ratio. That's going to be done with volunteer help and volunteer cash. Our biggest issue is that we, just to keep our lights and gas and keep the door open, is $2,000 a year. I mean, $2,000 a month with all the properties we have. We have done pretty good in establishing that in terms of money aside to accommodate. And whenever the supervisors appropriate to us, it's just great. We accept whatever we get and we're thankful for the folks we do. Do you have any specific questions besides that you'd like to ask me? I'm going to answer.
So the cities. Is it my understanding that the cities also put toward all of the historical societies in the county, or is
we
not
just
all
got,
of them?
We just got put on the one this year.
Nevada did.
Yes.
What about the others, do you know?
I cannot tell you that. I do know that Ames has that. I think Maxwell as well. That has maybe Gilbert. That's the only thing.
Can you clarify your question? I didn't quite understand what you were asking. So the funding for, he said
$2,000, just for Nevada, it was $2,000 a month to keep the door, or the doors open. So I didn't know where funding came from besides donations. Did the city, does the city kick in?
What they do is they donate, I mean, they match what our membership is. That's $5. So whatever we do for membership. And I don't know if there's been any of the members in membership have been falling off over the years. So we're trying to keep that. We have one committee just set for membership.
Seems like when we had the meeting with the Historical Alliance last year, that was the in-person meeting here. It seemed like there was a one or two smaller towns that didn't get any money.
Yes, I know.
You just did. And I think Ames does, and I got Story's pretty in pretty good shape, I think.
Yeah, well, Story's a large benefactor, but I think they may get money from the city. I'm not too sure about that. Slater, maybe? I don't know. Just by what I've been seeing. I haven't talked to this later to make it a while.
I don't think COLA does.
No, COLA does not.
Because there's one that I was remembering.
NASA gets it in the sense that they have to
hold it
in
the
Ah. Okay.
Just pretty much hit the ground running.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they were the ones, I think, that Collins the one last year that was talking about trying to have the city give them some dollars, and they were trying to approach the city about that, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I kind of remember that.
And we worked with, many years since I've been on this committee, we've been the first time
we've
done
that,
so I started in
2003. Wow. Yeah, I think there are towns, if they didn't have our money, wouldn't really have anything at all for historical society.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and we, as you probably know, what the board has done all these years is there's this many historical societies, and at this point we have 12 recognized, and we just divide it up evenly. Mr. Hammond used to call me up all the time every year and want to know what the board was going to, how much was the board going to do this year, and blah, blah.
We take whatever we can get. That's just the way. We take it as that, and we assume that we'll probably get something, but as for what, and that's what numbers we don't, that's up to you.
So Kelly's still not a member of the Alliance, is that correct? They have, there's some other status?
They're kind of their own little entity.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
One time they were approached to be part of it, but it's like an individual who's in charge of it.
Swain, yeah. Okay.
And I know that Zerion is trying to pick up their own group right now in Paulsburg.
We do Zerion and Paulsburg.
You said there were 12, Lisa?
Yeah, there's 12.
But there's 14 cities without Sheldon.
Okay.
We'd like to.
You'd like to.
For election reasons.
But I think for Slater pretty much came together and they all
said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so part of the, yeah.
Other questions?
So you've got us in again for 57.5 in the budget?
No, I've got you in for 42,000.
42? Oh, that's the fair. I was a line off. I'm sorry. Don't take that. Don't take that to the bank. 42,000. Okay. I wonder it wasn't coming out right.
Yeah, all I ask is we don't do a odd amount to each city to make it weird, make it an even amount.
I want to spend a couple of cities.
Well, to divide that out is like really
hard. And I know, like I said, there are some that are
starting. Right.
Okay.
We're one of the few. I know that Amy's had a lot of great time back there. We're working on.
I saw you're getting your building over there insulated today.
Across the street?
Yeah. This is a full
Dowell,
insulation.
Dyer Dowell.
Yep. In the attic area, all foam insulated.
Maybe they'll keep the bats out.
Won't tell. I don't know how many times we've got to get the bats out of there. They keep telling us they've got to take care of them. 3 months later, they're right back here.
That's what they could tell me in my house, too.
They remember.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We're doing foam this time, and it should seal all the real cracks to the back.
Is that why you're doing it? Or?
That's part of it.
Part of it. So, yeah.
We're just trying, that's other things we're looking at as we go along and help cut some of our expenses and energy costs.
Yep.
That's
sure.
That's being insulated. We just put in a new furnace in the upstairs, brick stairs, so that'll help there.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually down there, we'll redo the furnace the downstairs area. First of all, we've got to get what the ratio of the two is first. And I think we've got most of that covered except for the retaining.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of great volunteers. I think there's
Mm-hmm. Right now, yeah.
If it weren't for them, I don't know. We'd still be cutting trees.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
That one's been a lot of work.
Good.
All right. Do you need
me
for anything else?
I don't think so. Thank you very much for coming to give us the update.
Well, I needed to come in person. I can't do something.
No, a person.
Well, it was good you came in person today because that kind of worked out a little bit better with our Zoom problem.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
Did you get us on?
Barb did.
Okay. What's like Zoom?
I'm going to get ready for my meeting.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Well, I got things to do.
No.
So should we go back to Zoom for that?
Yeah, I recognize that name.
You do?
Yeah. Well, it's on the last one.
It was on the last one.
But I don't know.
So this is going to record. Okay. All right. It is still Tuesday, January 19th. We're continuing with our budget work sessions. Regarding the library's request, again, we're meeting in a public meeting room with the board supervisors. And Lisa Markey, do you want to state that you started the date prior to us being on record?
I'm not positive anybody from the libraries will be showing up today because they did send a request. They met with you, with you guys back in November, telling you what they've been doing, how the pandemic had affected them, how our funding, county funding helps them. In this request that they gave you, they requested an increase of 4 to 5%. If you look at page 37 in your budget worksheet, in this budget we're talking about, I did put 5% in just for conversation. So. I guess when we get to the countywide general county betterment portion of our budget work sessions, we can talk about that some more if you'd like, and if you feel that's sufficient or if you want to do more or less. Okay?
That's great. And if I recall, I think that countywide is on the 25th.
It is on the 25th now. Yes, it got moved. So it's Monday the 25th at 10, we'll start with the Board of Supervisors and then go into the countywide and general county level.
Okay. Any questions from other supervisors? Thanks for that. The reason we're putting the 5% in, and for those that are listening, the reason we are looking by audio is our Zoom was not working correctly, so we are in the old fashioned way.